The six-sided shape. Directing your arms and shoulders. We all use our arms, hands, and fingers, and often do so with great tension. If tension in your hands and fingers becomes a habit, it can lead to strain and overuse injuries. This experiment helps you counteract those bad habits. Get yourself set up so you are sitting at a table with your whole forearms right up to the elbow joint resting on the table. You will need to try out different chair heights, possibly by sitting on a telephone book or two. A cushion is not useful for this, as it is too soft. You want your arms to be horizontal and your feet flat on the floor. Make sure your arms are shoulder width apart and your fingers pointing straight forward. Notice if your hands are lying flat on the table. The chances are the index finger side of your hand is lifted off the table. This is a sign of shortening through your whole shoulder girdle. Don't try to change it directly, and don't try to press your hands flat. Pay attention to your general lengthening by being aware of your sitting bones resting on the chair and your back lengthening upwards away from the chair. Keep your neck free and your head balanced on your neck. Direct your thighs to lengthen out of your back, towards your knees, and your feet to open out onto the floor. Ask your shoulders to widen away from each other and your upper arms to lengthen from your shoulders to your elbows. Keep reminding yourself to let your elbows rest on the table. Each time you notice them pulling up off the table, release your upper arms once more. Now direct your forearms to lengthen out from your elbows to your wrists. Ask your wrists to widen and the base of your palms to widen too. Let your fingers lengthen away from your wrists. As you go through your directions, allow your breathing to be gentle and even, breathing in and out through your nose. Keep your back lengthening and your jaw free. Direct round your shoulder girdle again. Widening your shoulders is side one of your six-sided shape. Direct your upper arms to lengthen from shoulders to elbows. These are sides 2 and 3. Direct your forearms to lengthen from elbows to fingertips. These are sides 4 and 5. Now direct across the space between your two hands. This is side 6. Take your time to keep a gentle lengthening up through your back and through the 6 sides of your shoulder girdle. This is the end of the talk.